In the aftermath of last night's presidential debate, several media critics have bashed ABC News moderators Charles Gibson and George Stephanopoulos. In The Guardian of London, reporter Niall Standage's column was entitled, "The Dumbest Debate in America," as he lambasted the questions being asked as superficial and disingenuous. David Brooks of The New York Times blogged last night that he understood the complaints, but thought the questions were excellent. Will Bunch is a reporter for the Philadelphia Daily News and has a popular blog called Attitude. He quoted Greg Mitchell of Editor and Publisher Magazine as calling last night's debate a shameful night for the U.S. media.
You know, we're at a crucial time in American history. And I don't need to go over the whole list of the war in Iraq, some of the other foreign policy crises we face, and here at home. I mean, people are angry every time they go to the gas station and fill up. People are concerned about their jobs. People are concerned about their mortgages and their credit cards. There's so much to talk about. I kind of lost track. I know it was just over or just under an hour, but basically the first, 60 minutes or so of the debate was filled with trivial efforts at trying to, get gotcha responses. I mean, even, and I'm a journalist with, 27 years of experience now, even as gotcha questions, they weren't very good, because so much of this, is there anything else we could possibly ask about Reverend Wright at this point that hasn't been asked in the last 6 weeks or so? Even the questions that weren't offensive were just kind of lame. I mean, the initial question about the vice president, we all know that they're not going to pick each other for their vice president. So, this time in front of the nation's TV viewers is kind of a national treasure in a way, It could be a showcase for our democracy to have so many millions of people seeing these two candidates answering real questions at the same time and to waste it with trivia. And the thing that really outraged me was about 45 minutes into it when they started asking about if Senator Obama could, say whether Reverend Wright loves America as much as he does. Like, what kind of question was that? I mean, there was that, and then...
Yeah, you mentioned in your piece about William Ayers of the Weather Underground for the first time being discussed in a debate, and this, of course, as you know, has been a big issue on right-wing talk radio and the blogs, and I think you mentioned in your story that George Stephanopoulos was actually talking to Sean Hannity, who's really been promulgating this a lot.
Yeah, I mean, this is amazing, and I think, and some more is coming out about this, and I would suspect that more is going to come out about it over the course of the day, but... George Stephanopoulos went on the Sean Hannity show, and Hannity has a lot of listeners, and I guess he feels like he's doing his job promoting the debate ahead of time and drumming up listeners. So he goes on this show, and Hannity starts badgering him, like, "Why don't you ask about this guy Ayers and the Weather Underground?" And Stephanopoulos supposedly said, "Hey, I'm taking notes, Sean." And the questions he asked last night were exactly the questions that Sean Hannity suggested to him, as I understand it. These reports have been picked up by some pretty credible people at this point, so I'm pretty sure I did not listen to the Hannity show, but that's my understanding of how it went down. And people are free to get questions from anywhere. It's interesting, and I don't know if anybody's pointed this out yet, but ABC News, where Stephanopoulos works, just had a great investigative report last week about the torture discussions that took place within the Bush White House. Now, I was fortunate because Barack Obama came to my newspaper, the Philadelphia Daily News, this week, and that was what I wanted to ask him about. And I was fortunate to have a chance to ask that question.
Yeah,
Barack
you made
Obama.
Some news with that, Will.
I got an interesting answer. So, ABC does this great story, and it's not asked about in ABC's debate, but instead, Stephanopoulos is getting these questions from Sean Hannity. I mean, something's wrong here if that's the way it's going down.